right, and there all that goes.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Alright. Wine cellar in the morning. 3:01 a.m. in the morning, September 27th, 2018. I need to hit the door by at least about 4:10 a.m. Because I'm meeting with basically a cat that was a boss in my department. So used to be my boss, but got promoted into another department where he has a little bit more flexibility to take time to push me forward to get me promoted. So we'll be getting together at 4:30 a.m. for my next promotional training. And just came across my desk, morning wine cellar. There's Random Butler posted up in the joint. I think I've been following Random Butler for almost 5 years or so. Something like that. No. More like almost 4 years. Apparently there's this Rolling Stone news outlet. And this just came across my desk. Like, show prep was done and I just saw this. So real brief, Lydia Terry, who has a program, Gardeners of Heden, and Lydia Terry needs to get up on that program. What's happening? Make time, nigga. Do what I do. Get up at 2 a.m. It's fun. This rap man, Drake, files a fraud lawsuit against a woman over false pregnancy and rape claims. And Lydia Terry shared this. I need to go back and see her caption. I think it was like, her caption was like, for folks who say false claims ruin a feller's career. Though, and I don't know. I tend to, like, when someone says rape, I tend to just be like, the fucker probably fucking did it. You know, but just a tiny bit of this article. Drake has filed a lawsuit against a woman who allegedly falsely stated that she was impregnated by the rapper and then accused him of sexual assault after the baby scam, they put in quotes, as the lawsuit phrases it, failed. The suit filed Tuesday at the Superior Court of California and obtained by the Rolling Stone accuses Layla Lace, and they have her name published, Laquena Morris, of civil extortion, fraud, defamation, abuse of process, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. And moving it forward, because this is all Drake's beef against her, moving forward a tiny bit here. In April 2017, Morris went on social media and said that she was pregnant and stated that Drake was the father. Days later, she appeared on a Sirius XM show and appeared to confirm that Drake had impregnated her, quote, "I know who I sleep with unprotected, period, so it's 100% sure he knows it," end quote, that Morris said of the rap man. But Drake's lawsuit claims, quote, "There's no credible evidence of pregnancy nor any baby, which would have been born to Morris last fall." So I don't know. Like, is it false? Is this some social media thing? Fucking I don't know. But looking at what Lydia Terry's commentary made me lead to this was, if this is false, is the Drake rap man ruined? I have doubts. All right, but this one is about right-wingers on the rape culture, particularly with Bad Boy Brett, the Kavanaugh man. So we're going to go over to Fox News first, all right? Fox News, Jeanine Pirro. And and Jeanine Pirro has a theory that may not a particularly original theory, but it's been going around, and Jeanine Pirro is going to articulate that for you so that you can learn yourself something, all right? The fuck? I'm not a big fan of that. All right.
Plus, there's an additional point. I have never seen anything like this in my career in over three decades. I've never seen so many repressed memory cases in my life, especially against one guy.
Okay, so apparently there's a bunch of repressed memories is what's going on. I have the video up there for the Facebooks Live. I just got to take a look at my decibels is what you're seeing right now. All right, so repressed memories. And all the reporting and all the commentary I've heard on this, I have not heard anyone say repressed memories. And Democracy Now! Tends to be pretty serious about their journalism.
Yeah.
So the question is, if there's something awry going on, was there hypnosis? Are they using confabulation? And I don't want to get into the weeds here, but...
All right, hold on. Hypnosis. Was there hypnosis? And then confabulation, a fucking Fox News host just went outside my vocabulary. That's fantastic, right? Confabulation, what in the holy heck darn? In psychiatry, confabulation is a memory error defined as the production of fabricated, distorted, or misinterpreted memories about oneself or the world with the conscious intention to deceive. So, shit, nigga, I think that word's a confabulation. The fuck kind of definition is that? So, it's a memory error in the beginning and intention to deceive in the end. They got to get their front and backs together. Excuse me. All right, back to the Fox News. Jeanine Pirro.
But you know what? This is the kind of thing where they have a right to true cross-examination. But the Democrats don't want true cross-examination because they want Kavanaugh to go first. How does the defendant or the accused go first when he doesn't know what the accusation is?
Whoa. He doesn't know what the accusation is. Then what the fuck was he doing on Fox News a couple days ago? Okay, all right, so apparently he doesn't know what the accusation is.
How is a defendant able to rebut and present a defense when the complaining witness doesn't give a bill of particulars as to what happened? I mean, this is so backwards. It is so obviously an attempt.
Let's go with what you're saying.
Good.
Let's have the FBI.
Okay, apparently there's a coon on here. Let's hear what the coon has to say. He said, let the FBI do what?
I think she's okay with that.
Let's have the FBI come in and say, here is a fact basis that we can all agree on, and that's what they're calling for.
Okay, so let me ask you.
Okay. And that's reposted by the partisan heads over at Crooks and Liars, by the folks over at Meteor Matters. Now let's get to the heavy hitter. Let me check the archive chat space. All right, nobody's chatting. Not a lot of folks like to party at 3 a.m. They're not fun like myself and the Random Butler. That's quite a name. All right, so this one, Coach Dave Da Coach. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. He's going to break this shit down.
What would be going on in America today if Judge Kavanaugh went before the cameras and said, yeah, you know what? That did happen when I went back then. That did happen. But it didn't happen the way that she said it happened.
All right, it did happen, but it didn't happen the way she said it happened, which is another way of saying it didn't happen. Nigga.
Let me tell you something. She was in there taking on about any boy that wanted to come in there. And if I remember this right, I wasn't the only guy in there. There were a bunch of them, and I'm not proud of it, but I'm telling you, she was giving it out like candy.
Yeah, so he's, and you know, so like, on some shit, he is speaking like a true cold motherfucking strategist. like a strategist, not just for right wingers, but for rape culture in general. Because, like, you know, we follow these kind of stories, especially these hashtag good cops. Where, I mean, what do the lawyers immediately do? Go in with the slut shame defense. And he's saying, just do it. Just do the slut shame defense. He probably wonder why we haven't done it yet. That's what we always do. Right? All the way back to thumb screws in Italy. Yeah, read about that.
Now, that would, Joe, Doug, that would be a, boy, they would scream and holler, wouldn't they? They say, oh my goodness, you're disparaging her character and all that kind of stuff. There is such a double standard that's going on in America. And it's
all right, there's a double standard. I'm pretty sure the double standard he's going to bring up is how women get slut-shamed and men get high fives. That's what's happening, right? He's about to bring up that their double-fied standardization.
It's happened because, truthfully, most men in particular, we're scared of women.
I don't know if you knew this, but men like myself in particular, you know, when I got to step out, you know, I'm like, oh man, I'm going to go for a jog. And I worry, like, should I wear my jogging shorts or should I wear like some overalls and a bubble coat? Because if I don't wear overalls and a bubble coat, any woman driving down the street, honking her horn, yelling at me, I'm asking for it, really. I'm very afraid of these women. Scary things, scary stuff happening, scary women. As a cis man, I'm super afraid of trans women. I have no idea. Like, they might attack me. And then what's going to happen? The news is going to run my name through the fucking mud.
We're scared of them.
Yeah.
We don't want to fight with them. That's what the title might come.
Men don't want to fight with women. All right. You need to talk to some NFL players, my man, and some cops.
Commentary today is we have to learn once again to fight like girls. Instead of, you know, I used to say, oh, you throw.
So now he's saying we need to learn how to fight like girls because men are afraid of women and men don't want to fight women. And this was premised by we have a double standard. Keep going.
Like a girl. Now we got to say, man, we got to fight like the girls because, man, they're vicious. They're vicious. They don't. Not all girls. I'm married to one. I got.
Hey, not a hashtag. Not all girls, buddy. All right, this guy, this is a nuanced meninist, okay? He's not a fundamentalist meninist.
Two beautiful daughters, but you understand what I'm talking about. That Jezebel feminist spirit, brother. That
Jezebel feminist spirit over there. Come on. And there's in the archive chat space, the most randomized butler of all said, quote, she's running interference on the accusations like, did these women invoke aliens? I'm just asking. And continued saying, and I've heard it's actually a triple standard. And if there's one gender which I associate with irrational violence, it's the female gender. Random butlers in the archive chat space talking real good sense to you. All right. That's what you gotta watch out for. I'm telling you, especially, like, the smaller they get, because they can maneuver faster. You know, when they're like, what, like 5'2", running around there, they run around kicking your kneecaps. You don't know what's happening.
He's one of the most powerful ones out there. And be honest with you, right now, that spirit is eating men alive.
By the way, I love it.
Oh, shit, I like the guy that comes in off camera that's got something to say. All right, the guy off camera.
But by the way, I love it. News with Views, Coach Dave Dobmeier has a column there, News with Views. It's time to start fighting like the girls, which was published today. Folks, you got to read this. You got to read this. In fact, we're going to put a link up in the program description box. And Joe, if we can put this up on Hagman Report, at least the first paragraph, and link it back to News with Views. Yeah. Brilliant article.
See, the girls want to be equal, don't they, Joe? Doug, yeah. They want to be equal.
They
don't really
want to
be equal.
Okay. This is that I get to punch women thing. Girls want to be equal, but they don't really want to be equal. Where's he going with this?
They want to be equal in employment, and they want to be equal in responsibility, but, man, they don't want to be equal sexually. Oh, no.
Wait. Why wouldn't you, in capitalism, why wouldn't you want someone to be equal in employment and responsibility? Oh, because they might make the same amount of money. Now they can't do that. Can't do that. All right. Where's he going with this? Smart lad.
Oh, no, 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 no. And I know that I'm equal sexually.
Oh, but they don't want to be equal sexually. All right. All right. Lace me up, coach.
They don't want to be equal sexually. Oh, no, 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 no. And I know that I'm speaking for many males who are watching and listening to this show right now.
Including me. But nah, I don't. I just catch the clips that Right Wing Watch puts up. So he's speaking for many males.
Now, how about all the time that when you were a teenage girl and some girl got you, boy, she just led you on, then all of a sudden pulled the plug. Every guy that has blood flowing through his body had that happen.
Girls that led you on, and then pulled the plug. I know some educated folks with all their big fancy degrees and whatnot, and I think what they might call that there is the projection, where you were like, yeah, we gonna have the dirty sex, come on, we's gonna fornicate, no condoms, let's go, pregnancy's your fault, have the baby, you know, like, that was you. And then when the word no happened, you were like, she led me on. Nah, you were bonerific already, dear cis hetero male. All right? Because I'm no Virginian, you know, and I have fornicated before against the Lord. Jesus did not consent when I was sexually active as a youth. And, never got led on. You know, it's, you just interact and you also communicate, right? Get the old consenterino, you know, and then just respond to her movements and breathing patterns and whatnot. I don't know, seems pretty simplified to me, but not to real men, I guess.
Had that happen. Isn't that sexual abuse as well?
All right. That's so apparently this perceived leading on with which I think is projectified by these fellers is women sexually abusing men.
Sexual abuse as well? Well, if in this game of sex, back and forth, men and women equal, I don't get it anymore. How only men can be the aggressor. Only men can be the offenders. No, brothers, we got to stand up. We're going to say, this doesn't flush. We're not going to let this happen. We're not going to live by this double standard.
All right, Coach Dave, we're not going to live by this double standard. And, Janine on the Fox News, she may done been hypnotized. All right. That's what's going on. So right wingers on the old rape culture there for you. Beat is this? Oh. Alright, so that is your morning wine cellar. WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. I got to get ready to go down to the old factory and be exploited for my labor. Have a good one.